Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we're with Don Finkel, with the president of Anderson Hardwood. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing good.
Thanks for being with us. I wanted to talk to you today because we've talked in the past about the Lacey Act, and I guess there's some recent news out of Washington, a trip you just made to Washington, where you have found out some details around why the Lacey Act is going to be delayed in when it's implemented. So, originally it was supposed to be implemented in, I believe, mid-December, and now there's some new dates. So why don't you fill us in on what's going on there?
Well, when the law was passed in May of 2008, they had a period of time when they could implement it. And so they originally were going to start. The law is actually in force now, and all the provisions of the law still govern what is being imported. It's the customs declaration part that is delayed, and people misinterpret that because that's delayed, the law isn't in effect yet. The law is in effect. But they had until December 15th, according to the law, to implement the customs declaration forms on bringing material in across the border. They were taking a computer model that had been used from the original Lacey Act, which governed mostly fisheries, and they are in the process of modifying that to be useful for plants and timber in addition to fisheries. So some of it is just trying to get the computer program developed. Some other things are they have a lot of different products that I think they originally didn't anticipate being covered by the Lacey Act, like medications and cosmetics and even scented candles, things like that, that all do contain some derivative from plants, which are technically covered by the Lacey Act. So what they have done is they have established a phased-in declaration form, and the first phase is going to cover solid wood flooring and other types of simple wood products, things that are basically lumber, sheets of veneer that are not assembled, things like that, simple wood products. Those are going to be governed starting May 1st now. And then more complex wood products like engineered wood flooring that's made up of layers or laminate, you know, which has sawdust that could possibly come from various tree species and different origins, and products like that are going to go into effect October 1st.
So the law's in place. Basically, it's just the starting of the enforcement of it that's been delayed. It is kind of what you're saying. Is that right?
That's right. They decided that they would not require declarations to be made on these products until they had some of the background on this computer model and also the policies in place on how what you had to declare and in what manner you had to declare it. They postponed that part so they could, deal with it in a more logical way.
All right. And just to back up for a minute, the reason this Lacey Act is so important is it's put in place to stop the illegal harvest and import, or the import of illegally harvested wood products that you have told me prior to this interview, a statistic that's very interesting and I want to point out. How much of the wood flooring sold in this country is imported?
According to the International Trade Commission, 50%.
All right. So what we're saying is that if there's this Lacey Act, when it's put into place, it will put a chain of custody, or for lack of a better word, in place to ensure that everything that comes in from overseas is harvested legally. And it actually would, you know, for a company like Anderson Hardwood or this, you know, several other major companies, Armstrong, Mullican, whoever it is, who stand to gain from the fact that up to 50% of what's sold in this country will be scrutinized to make sure it's brought in this country legally. Is that right?
That is correct. The law really intended to accomplish three things. One was to stop illegal harvesting of timber, which caused environmental destruction in forests around the world. Mm-hmm. The other was when you have that level of illegal activity going on, it creates a disregard for law and order. the same as you have, you know, like the Mexican drug wars now. That's a disregard for law and order. In some parts of the world, you have that same kind of situation going on with the harvesting of trees. And then the third thing that it does, which you alluded to in your question, it does create an unlevel playing field when you're talking about domestic manufacturers or people or companies even overseas that legally procure their timber and pay for it, trying to compete with people who essentially steal it.
Yeah. Let me ask you, so we're saying that simple wood products, which is going to be most of your flooring products, and then you said, I guess composites are the second phase in, but on, as of May 1st, they will start to enforcing the law for simple wood products.
Right. There is a part of this law requires a declaration as to the specie, the country of origin, the quantity and the price of the material. And it's really the declaration is what's been delayed. And there is a form that you have to fill out and tell all these things. So when I say simple wood products, when it comes to wood flooring, that would equate to solid wood flooring.
Okay.
And then more complex wood products, which would equate to engineered wood flooring, and then also laminate, because laminate's made up of either MDF or HDF, which is composed of sawdust, which is also a wood product. Those go into effect in October.
So we thought we were going to get this in place in December. Now for engineered type construction, it's going to be all the way to October. Are we going to lose 2009 as far as the advantage to the domestic manufacturers, or do you think a lot of people are already living by the law?
Well, I think that certainly if you are a company that has a permanent mailing address in America, some place that you can be tracked down, I think responsible companies are already trying to comply with the Lacey Act. I think people that are, let's call them agents or people that deal in internet websites where they can kind of vanish into the woodwork, they're not worried too much about it. But what that's going to do is it's going to leave the distributor or the retailer exposed because they do have a permanent business address.
All right. So as we said when I first kicked this off, you just came back from Washington. Why are you so active in this? You know, Don Finkel, the president of Anderson Hardwood, what makes you so involved in this process?
Well, I've been involved. It's something that I care about, and I've been involved in environmental issues concerning, you know, timber and timber harvesting for quite a while, I guess ever since I got into the business. Recently, I've gotten involved, you know, with the National Wood Flooring Association. Mm-hmm. I'm head of the Environmental Committee for NWFA, and we have put together, you know, a program called the Responsible Procurement Program, and part of that is a verified legal label. Because we want to be able to have a mark that retailers and installers and distributors can look to with confidence and say, okay, this is compliant with the Lacey Act. And then I've also, as part of NWFA, I've gotten involved in the Hardwood Federation, which is a group of 29 different hardwood organizations like NWFA and the American Forest and Paper Association. All these groups are part of the Hardwood Federation, and we're collectively trying to do things to support the industry from our various perspectives.
Okay, great. Well, Don, I appreciate you speaking to us today, and we've been talking to Don Finkel, who's president of Anderson Hardwood, and talking about the Lacey Act is delayed, but will come in two phases, May 1st for simple wood products, and then October 1st for materials that are made of more than one type. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.